behavior expert. He says social media websites leave many people exhausted through, quotes, information overload. Jamie joins us now. Jamie, tell us, what do you mean exactly by this?
Hi, Martin. What I mean is that it's not so much the websites that cause information overload, it's people's thinking. Like it's very interesting. They did a study on senior executives and they asked them a very simple question. They said, when do you get your best ideas? And the top three answers were on holiday, in the shower, and traveling to and from work, because those are the times when we have a free and clear mind. Now, there's all kinds of things that can get in the way of a free and clear mind, whether it's social media or reading the papers or, you know, watching breaking news or whatever. But what we don't realize is that actually when our minds are free, when we're in a reflective space, that's when we get the best ideas. That's when we get the most valuable information about how to make good decisions and how to proceed in our lives.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, I've had a decent idea once or twice, occasionally, and then when you get on the internet, it sort of goes out of your mind and you forget about it because there is so much on there. And I was saying this earlier on, you maybe initially you think, well, I'll just go on and get my emails. But when the page comes up, whether it's Yahoo or whatever, you'll see on there a news story. I mentioned particularly this one, this tragic story, this girl who was mauled to death by these dogs, and it sort of screams at you in a way and demands your attention. And then whatever it was you were thinking of, trying to focus on before, goes out of your mind.
Well, yeah, and the amazing thing is that I remember when the internet first came out, and I would be clicking from page to page, following links and that sort of thing, and I saw pretty quickly, oh, if I go down this route, I'm never going to get anything done ever again. And so it occurred to me that actually it's not the internet or the social media sites or the links or any of that stuff. It's our thinking. If a person finds a particular story or a particular link compelling, then they're going to follow it, whereas if they don't, then they won't. Well, the only difference is what's in their thinking. It's what's in their mind. That's why, you know, you put 10 people on a particular web page and some will click the links and some won't, because they're only going to be followed by the people who find it compelling and find it interesting. But when people start to feel overloaded by it, when their minds are clogged with information, it's because that feeling of overwhelm, that feeling of overload, is not coming from the information, it's coming from their thinking.
So what's the solution? I mean, do you think we need to be disciplined and say, right, when I get home in the evening, I'm not going to go on the internet, or I'm going to limit myself to, you know, half an hour on the internet, or, you know, what's the solution to it?
That's such a great question. If you're anything like me, as soon as someone tries to discipline you, including doing it to myself, that just makes me want to do it more. Have you ever found that?
Oh, absolutely.
So that would be a great idea if it would work, but I find that doesn't work. What really works is getting a deeper understanding about how the mind works. And this is going to seem strange, but it turns out that we're still, even though, you know, we've got the most modern technology going, we're in a medieval misunderstanding of how the mind works. You see, it looks like, to all appearances, it looks like our feelings come from the stuff around us. They come from, you know, the story we're looking at on the internet, or they come from our bank balance or our job or our partner. But actually, we're always feeling our thinking. We're never feeling anything other than our thinking. But the mistaken belief that we feel things other than our thinking gets our minds sped up, it gets us overloaded, it gets us overwhelmed. So the simple but elusive solution to this problem, Martin, is the realization that we're always and only feeling our thinking. And this takes us back to why people get their best ideas when they're on holiday, or when they're in the shower, or when they're driving to and from work. It's when you've got nothing on your mind that you're actually free to give your best, that you get your best ideas, that you come up with the creative solutions.
Yeah.
And so the way to get people back into that space is by helping them understand for themselves where their feelings are coming from. Does that make sense?
Sort of. I think I would need to really be lying down on the couch for it really to make sense. But yeah, I mean, I definitely take the information overload point. and also thinking of your good ideas in quiet moments when you haven't got an iPhone or an iPad handy. Which I think is what you're saying, more or less.
Yeah, that's a lot of it. Is, you know, because what you're pointing to there is the realization that it's a natural quality of our minds to quieten down, to be free and clear. That's natural. Like that, when you see little kids, you know, they're maybe 3, 4, 5 years old, they'll be running around and really engaged in something, so, you know, some TV show will totally capture their attention, and then they're off doing something else and they're not hanging on to it. So the mind has this natural self-clearing property. We all have it. It's there for each one of us. But when we don't understand how it works, we kind of get in our own way. You know, that's what my book Clarity is all about. It's about how to understand that self-clearing capacity that the mind has so that you can benefit from it, so that you can enjoy those, you know, off on holiday kind of moments every day rather than having to wait till you go to the Canary Islands or whatever.
Okay, thanks ever so much for talking to us. Do appreciate it, Jamie. And I'll have a look for your book Clarity on Amazon when I get back on the internet. Thank you very much indeed.
Take care. Cheers, Mark.
That's Jamie Smart there, who's a behavior expert, which is, I'm sort of following what he was saying, but let's have your views on this. I mean, you're perfectly feel free. You can